Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, 521 languages, a Pat song, and the Shut Up song. It's on the way in just a minute. Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rock station.
Esther and I had a big family. We hardly had any time for ourselves, you know. If I could ever just get through the newspaper one time without the kids interrupting, it was a miracle. They always wanted to go somewhere and do something. Well, of course, they're all grown up now, and Esther's dead. And I just wish they'd call just every now and then, just pick up the phone and say, "Hi, Granddad. How are you?" And, well, they never call anymore. In fact, they never come by. I just like to see my little daughter, Lucy. Sometimes she just brings kids over. And Tommy, my son, he never comes over. Heck, I'm just sitting here all alone waiting for the phone to ring. The mail never comes. I never get any mail. Nobody ever calls me. It's just a terrible thing. That's the way it is, I guess. I'll just keep watching these old soap operas and things.
The telephone. When it rings, answer it.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks, guys.
A couple of guests in our studios. The Reverend Ernest Honestly is here with us. Just shout, Reverend.
Hello.
Okay, thank you very much, Reverend.
Yes.
Also in the studios. Very famous fellow.
Mohandas.
He's been in major motion pictures. He's been everywhere.
There's a picture written about him. I mean, the guy's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a hot dude.
Mohandas, good morning. It's on.
Is this working?
Yes.
Good morning, Bob.
Should put your cans on. You'd know that it was working.
Bob, I carry this can for a spare change. I need to get money for food.
I thought you weren't eating.
Look at this body, Bob. Does it look like a man who is not eating?
Good point.
Bob.
Yes?
I figured you might ask me where I have been.
Well, I was just going to mention that. You haven't been around in a long time. Where have you been, Mohandas?
Bob, I have been watching movies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can you tell your little flute player to blow a little less loudly, please? Thank you.
Rico. Rico, kill the music, please.
Okay.
He's a union guy. He's Italian. He doesn't know anything about my Indian music.
I see.
Yes, I have been watching movies. In fact, I just watched a wonderful movie. But
what was it?
It starred the famous actor John C. Holmes.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was called Johnny Wad's European Vacation. It was great.
Was it?
Yes, I had to leave the movie right in the middle to come do this show, though.
Oh, so you didn't get the climax then?
Well, not really. I left John Holmes at the Parthenon.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was at the Parthenon. Mm-hmm. I do have an envelope in front of my face, however.
You do?
Yes, I will put it up to my head here.
Okay.
The answer is...
Yes.
The answer is... A chimney in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
A pack of cigarettes. And a naked actress lying on her stomach next to a panting John C. Holmes.
Oh, I can't imagine. A chimney in the winter, a pack of cigarettes, and a naked actress lying on her stomach next to a panting John C. Holmes?
Yes. The question, name a smoking stack, a smoking pack, and a smoking crack. That is our show for today.
I found that world record.
All right, go
now,
ahead.
Now I know why I didn't print it.
Boy, if you don't like it.
Yeah, wait, boy, this is really dumb.
Well, that's why it's called Stupid World Record.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's my line.
Maybe we should call it Dumb World Record.
I'm going to read this verbatim from the Guinness World Record people.
Okay.
The prose is already bothering me. It says, a devoted father living in Denmark has broken the Guinness World Record for the most languages featured in one song.
Duh.
Okay.
Wow. Philip Halloon wrote a song telling his son, I love you, in 521 different languages.
Top that, kid. Pat.
Okay.
I heard the song this morning. It's wild.
Did you really?
Yeah, I listened to it.
Oh, is it any good?
Honestly, no.
First of all, to have 521 phrases in a song, it must be longer than Mountain Jam on the Allman Brothers Eat a Peach album.
That's relatable.
Thank you very much.
You could have gone with Freebird.
No. I mentioned Eat a Peach because yesterday I mentioned Little Martha, and all of you musical illiterates had never heard it. Didn't you listen to it on the way home, Chris?
I did. I liked it. My name's Pat.
It's very nice. What did I say?
Chris, Christy.
You started to say Christy.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Pat and I look so much alike.
41-year-old Philip Halloon. Okay, already I'm laughing. Well, is Mr. Halloon here?
Halloon?
521 different languages.
How could it have a melody? Because it would be
that's
different.
That's what I was wondering.
It doesn't.
It's in a minor key. Jason, can you find this?
When do you hear this?
He speaks Danish, English, Arabic, Hebrew, French.
Are we going to run through the 520 languages?
I didn't even know there were 520.
Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe 20.
I thought there was one, maybe.
I think he starts making stuff up at the end.
That's the thing. I mean, how are you going to know?
Right.
When he goes, well, how about baba? You're going, oh, yes, that's...
Nailed it.
Yeah.
He just cursed.
Denmark.
Can you imagine? I mean, and people are already pissed that Bad Bunny's playing the Super Bowl halftime. Can you imagine they brought this guy out? Mm. And now to say special hello to Phil in the country you've never heard
of.
He's from Denmark.
He doesn't have a Middle Eastern accent.
He's not Indian. I don't know where you're getting that.
Anybody that doesn't live here sounds like that to Tom.
And go back home.
Wow.
So how long is this thing? Did you listen to the whole thing?
No, I couldn't get through it. It seemed like it might be pretty long, though. It went on forever.
Okay. Well, I have
in a minor
to. 520.
Key. Yeah. It's on a YouTube clip that I caught.
Okay. Did you find this thing yet, Jason? Okay, we're looking.
He found it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is once again the Guinness World Record for the most foreign languages in one song. I get irritated if there's a song that's not in English.
He beat the old record of guess what? 398.
Ooh. Yeah. He killed it.
Oh, destroyed it.
Are there 521 different languages?
Apparently.
Jeez. This is why Esperanto was such a great idea.
You're counting pig Latin.
Do you know what Esperanto is, Miss Hooker?
I don't.
Esperanto was a language created by a bunch of goody-goodies that wanted to just have all of us live in peace. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, right.
And they were going to have a universal language.
Sure.
So everyone would just speak Esperanto.
Spend euros.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can still take lessons in it if you want.
For why?
Well, so you can find your fellow, peace nerds.
Oh, okay.
Do you think Esperanto was in his 520 languages?
It had to be because, like I said, I'm with Jeff on
there
this.
There we go.
I get to 20 and I'm out.
Padding in it.
Okay, this is it. Is it marked "I love you" or are you just saying hi? Okay. He knows who pays him. Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. Why am I not hearing anything?
That's the mute language.
Oh. Wait a minute. Oh, I see. I'm sorry, the guy's got a musical intro.
Yeah, you
got to wait
before you got to get to it if you have 521 languages.
Come on. All right. Okay, well, What language is that?
I don't know.
That'd be 18 right there.
Is that more than one language?
Yes.
I guess.
I don't know.
That's a really long I love you.
I heard was carne asada.
I love the carne.
Can you imagine being his son and having to sit there and listen to this and act like you love it?
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, he's going to be 10 by the time he finishes.
Yeah, I'm a little light on my Swahili today. Here we go. I don't know, Manto de Staran.
I haven't heard a language I recognize yet.
No. Okay, here we go. Maybe it's the basso profundo of his voice.
I wonder if he's going in. I wonder if he's going in alphabetical order.
If he gets to the end, somebody
that last one, I think, means don't jump.
He gets to the end, and someone says, "You never said I love you."
There we go. Doesn't even rhyme.
No, I said it couldn't be. There could not
sounds
be.
He's repeating himself.
You know, when my dad's guilt set in, he'd like buy me a bike or take me to the water park.
What's wrong with this guy?
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Of all the world records to pick, he had to pick that one?
I didn't pick it. That's the whole point.
No, I mean this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought it was so stupid I didn't do the story.
I can't believe there was already a record.
Like, I know, 398.
Yeah.
What's the time on that song? How long does that take?
This is just an excerpt.
Oh.
Man. You know what we should do, Pat?
Uh-oh.
I hate you.
Oh, I was thinking something going down Vulgar Lane.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm with you.
You're like...
There you go. Jason just said 23 minutes.
23 minutes! Oh, God. Can you imagine having to suffer through that?
I can't imagine sitting with my dad for 23 minutes.
Exactly. I was thinking of doing one where you do dirty words for...
That'd be fun.
Yeah. In different languages?
Yeah. Remember the song that I did, the song Shut Up?
I love that song.
Where it was all saying Shut Up in different languages?
Yep.
Yes.
I had to pay a lady to help me write that, to translate Shut Up into. She was really sweet. She was a college professor.
This was obviously before ChatGPT.
Could be, yeah. But she was a college professor, and she knew all these languages. And
that's fun.
Yeah, I remember Shut Up is Boon Cum and...
Fermez la bouche?
No, Boon Cum, I believe, was, what was that, Korean or something?
Isn't Fermez la bouche?
That's French.
French, yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Cheesy bush.
How long is the song, Pat?
21 minutes, I think.
He says, I love you in...
23, yeah.
More than 500 languages. This says 521 languages. Is he doing, like, variations of Chinese and...
Oh, I think that's.
I'm sure there's how many Arabic, Chinese languages?
Portuguese.
Various dialects.
Right.
And,
he'd have to be. There's no way.
In any event, he did this a tribute to his son. His name is Philip Halloon, and Mr. Halloon is from Denmark. And I'm going to play a little bit of this for you, and it's kind of a down-tempo thing. You'll see. Here we go. Starts kind of like Stairway.
Guess what? There are 7,000 different languages spoken around the world.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I couldn't even grasp Spanish in high school. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here it is. Was something like Dago Carne Asada. I don't know what the hell that means, but I think it's insulting either tacos or somebody's shoes.
Yeah.
Here's a little more of it. Was that I love you?
I don't know.
What?
Did he say I love you there?
I didn't hear it.
Here we go. Yeah, I can't understand any of it. But now, Pat... You are working on a similar project, I understand. And you're going to say what?
No, I will say one word in a bunch of different languages, and at the end I'll say English. See if you can figure it out on the way up.
All right.
Okay. So we can figure out the English word. Okay. What is the first one? What language is it? At least give me a hint.
Oh, the very first one is Japanese.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Chitsu yun tayo almahable shi de panoche chora la papite vagina.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what
did
was
you do that on the
those,
break?
Are those real?
Real.
That's real?
That's all
okay.
real.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it on the break. I looked it up.
Gosh.
Yeah. Boy, chitsu in Japanese means the old vajayjay. Ying dayo.
Ying dayo,
in Chinese.
Yeah. I'm a hardball.
That's in Arabic.
I'm a hardball. What'd you say?
No. You that's close. It's al mahbal.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Russian, woo boy. Viagalishishish.
Yeah, I skipped that one.
In Dutch, it's vagina.
Oh, there you go.
In fact, the last six of them. In Portuguese, it's vagina.
Yeah.
In Italian, it's vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. Pizza.
Please don't make it prego.
Yes.
In German, every one of them, if in French, it's vagine.
You can figure that out, yeah.
Yeah.
Every one of them. And that's interesting. So I guess USA rules.
Yeah.
Now, if we had more time, I could do a slang terms.
No.
It's okay.
Okay.
Did we get to not get to hear your song?
Oh, yeah. This is one
we love your song.
From years ago that I had to consult with a college professor to find out. But these are all, according to her, these were the proper translations of the term shut up.
Okay.
We don't have to hear the whole thing. I'll play a little bit of it for you, though.
Excuse me, darling. I hate to interrupt you, but there's something I must tell you. I will sing for you. My dear, if you find yourself in Holland, they'll say to you, how yaman. In France, they'll say, ferme la gueule. In Athens, you'll hear, scamos. In Berlin, it's Herten, see the schnauzer. In Japan, it's simply boom, come. Let me translate for you, darling. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
You get the idea.
Oh, you don't want to hear the whole song.
Oh, no, that's a classic from the Bob and Tom Band and Orchestra, saved by the great arrangement of Steve Ali. I don't know who's singing that.
Ferme la bouche is close your mouth, so I was a little bit wrong. It wasn't shut up.
But well, no, it
you said ferme
la gum or something. Yeah, I forget what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a live version of that, right?
Yes, from wow. Live Day.
Wow.
Fun.
So
we had fun
that's
then.
What it sounds like with no
we
talent.
Had fun then, she said.
No talent and no sleep.
I tell you what, you communicate that song great. I love that version.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Once again, written during a previous administration.
Of course.
Although talking really wasn't the problem.
You want to get into that?
No.
Is it like a little therapy?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's just move forward here. Now, we have Christy Lee at the Cilac Insurance News Desk.
Well, we were talking about vajayjays. Groove Thing is a sex toy that actually plays music inside the person who's using it. Yeah, that's right. It's Peaches and Herb. A little shake your groove thing. It's being called the world's first internal player, and it is now on the market.
Now, before we get to this, I had mentioned earlier that when I first saw this story, I recalled in my days as a runner, I would, of course, wear, prior, now it's a lot easier.
No, you can
now,
wear,
but I can't, yeah, I really can't really run anymore. Yeah, you can wear earbuds now. And before that, you could, a few years ago, you could strap something on your shoulder with a wire.
Yeah.
But, and then before that, there was the
Walkman.
The Walkman, and then there was the Discman.
Yeah.
But before any of those were around, there was a thing called a bone phone. And pardon the name, I know what you're thinking. It's not
we're
a phone.
Dirty.
It's not a phone that looks like a set of genitalia. It was a thing that when we had the ad before, it looked like a collar. It
looked like a scarf that you had wrapped around.
Yeah, and the idea was that it would come through your bones and you could hear it while you were running.
Yes.
So you would tune it like an FM radio, right?
Yeah.
The bone phone? Yeah. Okay.
I never saw one. Yeah. This is the first I'm hearing about
I don't
this.
Think, it, I'm not, I'm trying to go by memory. I don't think it was a cassette player.
Okay.
And it certainly wasn't digital.
No.
But that's how it worked.
Okay.
Not through the ears at all. You just feel it.
That no ear
Did it work?
No earbuds. Not very well. And then we had a letter earlier this morning from some guy who also bought one.
Right.
He said he got one in 1979 and it didn't work real well.
Okay.
So now, if you want to go from there, this thing, I guess, uses the same principle.
According to the Kickstarter campaign page, the user can feel the music through a high-fidelity resonator that transmits sound waves as physical sensations. It's now available. You can purchase it for $339.
What?
Yeah, $339 for the single kit, $599 for the couples kit. So purchases come with, are we ready?
I wouldn't have used
it. So this is inside, I know my audience. This is inside the woman?
It's inside the woman. It's inside the man.
Yeah, keep reading. You'll see.
Comes with an anal attachment, vaginal attachment, and an external massage attachment, along with the external speaker. So you got everything going on there.
You know what it sounds like when you're outside the lady and she's playing that? Uh-huh. You pick a song and you'll play it for you now from inside the lady. Go ahead.
Pick a song.
Go ahead, pick a song. Any song.
Oh, my gosh.
One of your favorite songs.
Whatever. One of my favorite songs.
Maybe one of your favorite songs. Any one of mine. ABBA song.
Yeah, an ABBA song.
Dancing Queen.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.